It feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
You're not gonna do this, are you?
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show, the number three podcast in the world.
My name is Cakes. This is Nick.
How you doing?
Are you ready, Freddy? This just came undone. That's
You can't give you anything, man.
You made a smash.
Banger.
A smash, bro.
Banger.
This will be out next week.
Friday.
Well, if you're watching this today, it's out today, obviously.
Is that the day you drop?
Well, we filmed this a week before. We released them a week before on the Freddy Club. FRDIShow.com. Free to join. We released it a week early. So this will be out tomorrow for most people.
Okay.
But your song comes out next Friday, which would be...
I don't know the date.
That will be the 19th.
Okay. Comes out the 19th.
The 19th. And it is... So you made a song. Smash.
Yeah.
Sped it up.
Yeah.
Super smash.
Super smash.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. So right after this, guys, we're filming a bunch of content for that.
Yeah, look out. You know, hey, I'm back, so, baby.
This, I know.
Calling it here. This will be my sixth time on the top 50 most viral songs.
Come on, baby. Guys, I haven't seen Nick excited for a song. Like this excited. You've been like excited for songs, but not like this excited to the point where you're like.
Want to make some content.
I want to make some content for it. Pretty crazy. Sweet. All right, so we got seven things today.
Seven things a week.
Again, all of these things come from the sweet people over at the Freddy Club.
Sweet people.
FRTIShow.com if you want to join, free to sign up. There's also a pay tier. You get stuff like episodes a week early, bonus stuff.
You know what I need?
Giveaways and stuff. What do you need?
A fanny pack.
That would be helpful. Hey, okay, I'm going to run the show by myself. Give him an update. Nick is currently walking back with his fanny pack. There's no more updates. He's about to sit down. He sat down on top of my dog.
The dog wasn't there when I was.
Hey! This dude, man. Watch out, boy. Okay. Let's get into this, man. First up, survey says...
Look good, answer good. That's what I would say.
Is that what you always say?
Oh, I just said it.
Oh, I need to give you this. I need a marker, dude. I didn't prep. Oh. Can you keep them juiced up, baby?
We got markers in here. They gotta be. They're probably just in the couch. You always throw them over here. No, over here. This couch. He's looking for markers, man. He's like prepared, but like not really. You know what I mean? Like he does like enough, but.
Now you know what it is?
It's the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
I'm 80% prepared.
And that's just the fact. Found a pen.
Huh?
There's a marker underneath you where you were sitting.
Like where I probably left it last time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably about where it was.
There you go. Nice catch.
Thank you.
All right.
How was I sitting a second ago?
Survey says, name something people keep on their nightstand.
Oh, wait. What game is this?
It's Survey Says.
Yeah. Okay, I got to remember how it works. I just name the stuff.
That's explain that. Yeah. So I will give you... Like a category.
Yeah.
Like name something that people find on their nightstand.
Right.
You get the first letter of all of the correct answers.
Yep.
That's it. And I'll give you a letter if you mess up one.
Oh, I don't mess up.
Right. Okay. Survey says, name something people find on their nightstand.
A clock. Alarm clock.
A clock.
Like a clock, an alarm clock.
No. I feel like that should be on there. Hey, man, it's 2024, man.
A lamp,
yes.
A lamp or a light?
Yes.
A phone charger. Phone charger?
Yes.
A book.
We'll take book.
Or magazine?
Book, yeah, book. Book. Novel.
Novel.
Book.
What? Which one is it?
It's a book.
Maybe you go take book. Book's on the list. Come on, man. Let me get in my... I'm getting on a roll.
You got it, man. You got it. You got it.
Momentum.
All right. You got book, lamp, and phone charger.
Book, lamp, phone charger on a nightstand. What else we got on a nightstand?
I mean, you got the letters, but your theory is what? Your theory is to not look at it?
No, because if you look at it, it messes me up so bad.
Right. Alarm clock should have been on there.
You're right. I know that.
I don't make the list.
Well, I mean, what could be an R?
This is we'll take an R or a C for that. Come on, bro. You got it. Think about it.
I'm trying.
You're watching TV.
A J.
What's up?
A J?
Yeah.
On a nightstand.
Yeah. And we'll take multiple answers for that. If that's like the general term for it. But there's like, you can get specific with it. And if you give me a specific with it, I'll give you the J. You know what I mean?
A B. Book.
That was book. Yeah, yeah.
Which ones did I say? A
you
lamp
said book,
or a light?
Phone charger for the
yeah,
P.
Yeah.
You want to mark them off?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, that'll be helpful.
Okay, thanks.
And what else did you say?
I don't know.
Phone charger.
Lamp.
Lamp. That was the other one.
What did I say?
Phone charger, lamp, and
book.
Book.
I do not like looking at the letters. It always messes me up. What do people keep with? I don't have a nightstand at home.
Huh?
I don't have a nightstand.
For what? Why?
I don't have a nightstand. Water.
Wow. No. But you get an A.
I get an A, what, on this letter?
Yeah.
That's not how this game works. That's not how this game works. Oh.
Yeah, it's not how it works. I shouldn't have gave you that. There's too many games, dude. Come on, man. Think about it. Think about you sleeping in the Airbnb.
I don't have a nightstand.
Well, this is the problem, Nick.
What do people keep on nightstands?
Jay, come on, think about it.
We're going to keep a job? Keep a job on a nightstand?
You can't keep a job on a nightstand, bro. What are you talking about?
You see, I know what you're doing.
Okay.
And I know the answer. But I don't have a nightstand. So this game is hard. Jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog. Why don't you have a nightstand? I feel like that's 101 for like living.
We don't have nightstands on either side of our bed.
Where do you put your stuff?
We don't want stuff.
Where do you put your phone at night?
On the floor. It's not on the floor, but there's like a bed and then there's a side to the bed. It just sits there.
So you have a nightstand built into your
What's
bed?
What's a G? Gum? You got gum on your nightstand? You got games? You got
I'm also curious where you keep the G when you go to bed. Where do you keep your G, dog?
My games?
No.
My gum?
Uh-uh.
My grandma? What's this? My glasses. You see, I don't have a nightstand.
Where do you keep your glasses?
On top of the headboard.
What? You had a nightstand everywhere but where the nightstand is.
I suck. This is the wrong game for me. The nightstand is the wrong game. I want to play this game again, but a different topic.
Well, you got to wait a week.
No.
It's too late, bro.
All right. Ham sandwich.
No.
Hard candy.
No. Imagine, bro.
Wallet.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wallet.
All right. We got two more left. We got the R and the H.
Yeah, the H is definitely house key.
No.
It's
That's a good guess, though.
It's not.
It's a decent guess.
It's not. Keys would have been a good guess.
Right.
But there's no K.
There's no K.
What do people put on their nightstands, man? H? Ibuprofen.
Is that ibuprofen with an H?
Ibuprofen.
Is that ibuprofen with an H? You need a hint?
No. I'm going to go R.
This one's a layup.
Roller skate.
What did you say?
Ranch dressing.
Are you just saying anything that begins with R?
Ronda Rousey. I need a hit. I suck.
Where do you keep your remote?
I on the same place where my phone's at.
Or so you have a nice
on top of the headboard.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
All right, last one here.
But we don't watch TV in the bedroom, so it's like.
Send it home.
Send it home.
That wasn't a hint.
That wasn't a hint. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Hand sanitizer.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
People putting their hat on a nightstand?
Well, no. Don't get ahead of yourself. Would you like to phone a friend?
A hair clip? A hair band?
Don't get ahead of yourself. Do you want to phone a friend? Don't get ahead of yourself. Would you like to phone a friend?
I hear you, but what is that?
Headphones! Headphones,
headphones,
Nick. Headphones. Which is why I put emphasis
have a
on head and phone.
I know what you were saying, but
no,
I wasn't,
you didn't.
I wasn't putting them together. You saying head, so I was saying hairband, hat, glass. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, moving on.
I don't have a nightstand. That's like asking. You know what I mean? It's like asking something else something doesn't have.
Exactly. Okay.
Painful watch.
That was painful. That was painful. All right, man. Let's move on. We got fast money.
I'm better at this. I want to play that game, but with something I have.
You got to wait a week.
Something that I know I have. I don't have a nightstand.
I assumed you had an... It didn't cross my mind that you didn't have a nightstand.
No nightstands.
That's crazy.
So like, the stuff on the list is just scattered around.
Where do you keep your stuff?
Everywhere, dude.
Dude, man. Sounds like you could use a nightstand.
Maybe.
All right. Fast money.
Oh, man, frick.
You ready?
No.
Name something. Name a food. Don't make me laugh, bro.
I'm just here, man.
Name a food served with melted butter.
Are we talking like garlic bread? Like, what are you talking about? Texas toast, man. That's all it is butter, dude. What, you mean simmer down? You mean start over?
No, it's good.
No, it's not good.
Bread. You said garlic
bread. Only thing served with melted butter is bread.
Okay, bread.
That's it.
Sure.
That's
bread.
It.
Bread.
What else is served with melted
it's
butter?
It's good. It's a good answer.
There's
I'm
butter
moving on.
Inside of other things.
I'm not. Why are you
but
angry?
Served with melted
why
butter.
Why are
you talking
angry?
About crab?
You
talking
why
about
are
crab?
You angry?
You talking about crab?
Which one would you,
you
like?
You dip crab in your melted butter?
You've given three different
about?
Answers.
Which one is it?
Which one are you going with?
Crab.
Crab?
It's served, all it is served with is melted butter.
Okay.
That's served with melted butter. Are okay. we talking about food that has butter inside of it and then you heat it up when you cook it and it melts? Because that's not fair.
Served with melted butter.
Served with a side of melted butter. That would be crab and crab only.
Okay.
That'll be served with a side of melted butter.
Moving on.
What do you mean you can't move on? I don't know what answer I want.
That's not how you play the game. If we played the game how it's supposed to be played, we'd be going with garlic bread.
No.
That's the first thing you said.
And then they would give me bread.
Bread.
They would give me bread.
That's what
if
you
bread
want.
Bread came up, they would give it to me.
You want bread.
Do I want bread?
Are you
bread
asking
is not
me
served
telling
with
me?
Melted butter. Butter melts
I'm
when
giving
you, put
you a shot here, Nick.
Bread is not served with melted butter. Bread melts when you put butter on it. Butter melts when you put bread on it. We need to respond.
He said, if they don't have black balloons, what's the second choice?
Black.
Black?
We need black balloons. I mean, Walmart, you know.
Okay. We landed on...
You could say Walmart. Yeah.
Okay. We landed on bread.
No.
You tell me. I'm giving you a shot here.
Nothing... You need to rephrase this question. Nothing is served with melted butter except crab. You get
this,
crab...
You're overthinking
and you get
this.
A side dish of melted butter. What is... Because bread, you put butter on it and the butter melts. It's not served with melted butter.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
What's eaten with melted butter?
What has melted butter... This is the problem. This is not a good question.
You're thinking too deep.
It's not a good question. Do you have another question?
Name a food served with melted butter.
The only thing out in the world served with melted butter is crab.
Okay.
You see my problem?
Then we're going to lock in crab.
Is it on the list? That's what I'm saying. It's the only thing on the planet served with melted butter.
All right. Name a food that's consumed. Name a food eaten with butter that's melted.
Bread. Like bread. Warm bread. Like
just say
toast.
Bread.
Toast.
You will get points
you
if
mean
you say
toast.
Bread.
Toast.
Toast.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Toast.
But it's not served with melted butter. The butter melts when you put it on it.
You'd like toast.
It's just not a good question.
We're taking toast. We're
moving on. Oh, man.
Name something people use. Name something people use until it's completely worn out.
Worn out.
Oh, here we go.
You're talking about worn out.
Yeah.
Pair of shoes.
Okay, cool. We're moving on. All right. Name something that people donate.
Clothes.
Okay. Name something people lose with age.
Hair.
Okay, Nick. And we asked people over at the Freddy Club, free to join. Name your favorite fast food restaurant with a drive-thru.
Hold on. Hold on.
To what?
I can never answer my favorite, right? I have to go with the world's favorite.
The Freddy Club.
Freddy Club's favorite?
Freddy Club's favorite.
With a drive-thru?
With a drive-thru.
Chick-fil-A.
Good.
Has to be it, right?
I would hope.
Is it on the list?
I can't. That's not how you play the game. Let's tally it up. Okay. We said. How do you feel right now? That first question threw us through a loop.
I'm probably the worst I've ever felt after a fast money. That's how I feel.
All right, we asked you, name a food served with melted butter.
No,
I still don't know.
That is not. The only thing in the world served with melted butter, served with melted butter is crab. That is it.
We said,
no one's handing you a dish of melted butter unless you got crabs. And not like you got crab, but like you ordered them.
Okay. We said, name something served with melted butter. You said crab.
No.
What did you say, bro?
We rearranged the question so it made sense.
You said bread.
Toast?
You said toast.
Bread, toast, garlic bread.
Okay, you said toast. 20 points. The number one answer was corn.
Tell me, you don't serve it with melted butter. The butter melts when you put it on corn. That is the problem with the question.
I use that spray butter for corn.
Don't do that. Popcorn?
What was it?
Popcorn?
No, just corn.
Popcorn would be a better answer because it's served with melted butter. Look, coming
dude,
out of the thing.
I didn't make the list.
Name all the answers.
Corn, toast, pancakes, mashed potatoes.
You put butter on pancakes, then it melts. You put butter in mashed potatoes, then it melts.
Yeah.
You see my problem?
I understand what you're saying.
Continue.
I understand what you're saying. We let you change your answer 4 times. We then asked you, name something people use until it's completely worn out. You said shoes.
Shoes, socks, whatever.
The number one answer for 26 points.
I'm not even happy. I don't even.
Yeah.
I'm back to back on games that.
You're frustrated.
Let's keep going.
Then we then asked you, name something that people donate. We said, name something that people donate. You said, clothes. 23 points.
Thank you. You have to tell Alex, no, not just one. What if it pops?
For clothes. Things that people donate. The number one answer was just money.
Yeah.
Okay. We then asked you, name something people lose as they age. You said their hair.
That's the number one answer.
Which was the number one answer for 25 points.
What else they lose? Testosterone?
Sight.
Oh.
Memory.
Oh.
Teeth.
Got it.
Testosterone.
Keep it flying.
Hold on, I'll try to keep up with the points here. All right, you're at 94 points.
I think I'm, what was the last question?
Was it 25 points for hair?
And then this one.
And then this one. We didn't ask you, we didn't ask the people over at the Freddy Club, what's your favorite fast food restaurant with a drive-thru? You said Chick-fil-A.
And I answered for me.
Which was the number one answer for 47 points.
Oh, gosh.
Dog.
I want to be happy. I do.
But just let it go.
Question one threw me for a loop.
Let it go.
I can't bounce back.
You would have won without it. So just let it go. It's not a big deal.
I didn't even need that question.
You didn't.
I didn't even need that question.
You were tripping.
Was I? Do you want to run it back? You want to make it make sense?
You just got very angry.
Not angry.
No, I would consider
the question
it.
Is not structured in
See?
A way.
That's anger.
Don't run it back.
That's anger.
Move on.
You're angry.
Next game.
All right. Next game we got here is the guessing scale.
Okay. All right.
And the item was selected by the people over at the Freddy
Club.
Here
we go.
All right.
Let's run it.
I got it.
Audience.
7.
Television.
9.
Sports.
10.
Household.
Good. Household, I'm going to give you 41.
Car! Let me reel it back.
I'm going to give it back to you.
I don't want car.
Good.
I want kitchen.
Kitchen?
Yeah.
30.
I don't want kitchen anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's a household. How's how many mini? I wouldn't even listen.
It's like 41.
41 for household.
Yeah.
41. 41.
Yeah.
Bedroom. That's what I said.
39.
Kitchen.
You already guessed it. 30.
Trying to figure out where in this household I need to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep going around.
Like the living room.
35.
The dining room.
32.
Basement.
7.
The attic.
6.
Where in the house am I supposed to be?
There's one more spot.
The bathroom?
Mm-mm.
There's another spot?
There's 10.
Yeah. The garage?
No.
Where's the spot? The bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen,
sometimes
the bathroom,
people have
the living
a
room?
Home.
Theater?
Mm-mm. Home. I work from home.
Office.
Oh! Office, we're going to give you a 77.
Wow. Stapler.
Wow.
Did
no.
I?
No.
Oh, gosh. You can't do that.
Yeah. 79.
I'm an emotional guy, man. I unpacked some trauma, and now I got levels, man. I'm all over the place, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's my fault.
What did you say?
79.
79 for a stapler?
Yeah.
All that? What was office?
Huh?
What was office?
Like 77.
God!
Yeah.
I got less points. You got more excited.
No, you got two more.
All right.
Yeah. But like, yeah, dude.
What's in an office, man? Probably a paperclip.
Woo! 81.
Why are you screaming? All right, what's in an office, man?
Yeah.
Paperclip, a stapler, a printer. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You're going the right direction.
Binder.
Mm-mm. 70. Well, we'll give you 90.
But 70. Well, we'll give you a 90.
What? I rethought about it, and it was a really good guess. At first, I was like, no. And then I was like, well, Yeah.
So like a manila envelope, like a folder.
Okay. 93.
A regular envelope.
My answer.
Just relax, relax, relax. Okay. I'm dialing in. I'm in the office. I'm sitting in my office right now.
Yeah, what do you need, baby?
I'm at my
you
desk.
You got it, man. I'm at my desk. I'm sweating too. Did you fall asleep?
Notebook.
Give you like a 95.
Like a sticky pad. Like a sticky note.
You said what?
Like a sticky note.
A sticky note?
Mm-hmm. You about to tee it up? You want me to tee it up? You going to tee it up?
Tee it up.
You want me to tee it up?
You just tee it up. Tee it up. Tee it up. Tee it up.
Sticky note.
100, boy, yeah. Yes, boy.
We did it.
Yeah, boy.
Wow.
Man, I missed teeing it up.
What an adventure.
That was great. All right, next thing's up, man. Moose, what are you doing, man? Clicks.
Remind me.
Yeah, this is, I'm going to think of a category. You name random objects.
Got it.
I let you know yes or no whether it's in that category or not.
Right.
We got the category from People Over 30 Club.
Okay. Animal.
Mm. Sometimes. This is going to be tough.
What are you talking about, like a werewolf, dude?
Things that are werewolves.
Sometimes animals, sometimes not. Okay. Let me just ignore that question real quick. Okay. Car.
Car. Yes.
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 I got it already.
Okay.
I literally got it.
Sure.
It's modes of transportation.
Wow. No, it's not. That is a good guess.
All right. Car is a yes.
Car is a yes.
Car is a yes.
For sure.
Car is a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go in that direction anyway. Train.
Train. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Airplane.
Yes.
See? You see where I'm at?
I see where you're at.
I got three yeses.
Mm-hmm.
Really quick.
Yeah. And they all go somewhere.
They're all modes of transportation.
They are.
But what else are they all?
That's the game.
It's the game we play. Can I have a fourth guess?
Huh?
Just to...
You get as many as you... Oh.
I got, you know what I mean? I got ding, ding, ding. I got three yeses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I have a fourth one?
I forgot. That's how you play.
Yeah.
Wait, so what did you get? You got...
Airplane, car, and
why would
train.
You do that?
I know. Because I knew it. I knew it, and I got to do it.
You first of all, you went, is it modes of transportation? I said no. Then you're, okay, watch this. Train, plane.
I know.
So then you put yourself in a corner.
That's what I'm asking. Can I have one more guess?
I'm going to give you two more guesses. Don't name another...
Mode of transportation?
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, how am I... Suitcase.
No. Well, depends.
See?
Depends on who you're asking. Because you'll be like, no, but then they'll be like, yeah, it is. And then you're like, oh, and then you got to pay money. Yeah. Just give me some other stuff, man. Go ahead. It's still a sometimes, so it doesn't count as a yes.
Yeah, but if I said boat,
you said don't do it.
Because it's a mode of transportation.
Sure, but don't do it.
I don't know what else to do.
You got car.
I got car.
For sure.
For sure. And that's airplane and else. Train and boat.
But we're not.
And motorcycle.
Yeah. Sometimes.
And animal. They're all a mode of transportation.
Sometimes. It's not. That's not what it is, though.
A piggyback ride.
A piggyback ride.
Mode of transportation.
Yeah.
All right. Car.
Car, yeah.
And
just,
then.
Just. Throw some unrelated.
I'll throw a few things. Unrelated.
You asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Unrelated is your guess?
No, I'm throwing about to throw one.
Okay.
About to throw one deep. Talk about a Hail Mary. Watch me.
Okay, go ahead.
You said car?
Don't ever think it.
Okay. Chair.
No.
Mm. I was thinking about like things that you sit in or sit on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's good. I see where you're at.
Got a lucky bag of black balloons. I went to Michael's. Oh. No, we need a. Yeah, we need a bunch. Awesome. Michael's coming in clutch. Can you give me a hint?
Just think like. The object, it doesn't have to anything to do with you interacting with the object. It's just about the object itself. Nothing of what it does, just it.
I'm going to need a hint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They all have this in common.
Modes of transportation.
No. What if I'm going to give you one, and then you just say
yeah,
back
give me one, give me one, give me
okay.
one.
Okay. Once I say this, you're going to get it.
Good.
Elephant.
Didn't get it because I already said animal.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't help me at all.
Okay, give it back.
All right. You said car?
Car. All okay.
right. Throw some unrelated.
Go ahead.
All right. Deep.
I'm ready to catch it. I'm your Jerry Rice, baby. Throw it here.
Freaking elephant.
Yeah! Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, what?
Yes. Car elephant. Man, do they have something in common. Car.
Elephant.
Wow. Aren't they both?
Big.
You gotta guess another thing.
I do. Cars and elephants, man. They got so much in common.
Right, because they're both...
gray.
What? One more guess. Unrelated.
All right. No, unrelated, just... unrelated, kind of related.
Right. You want me to just give it to you?
No.
Okay, good.
Because I'm about to tell you something right now.
Sure.
Unrelated. Mountain.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, boy. Because a mountain, a car, and an elephant are all
pretty large things.
Things that are
big.
No.
Large.
No.
Huge.
No.
Gray.
No.
Heavy?
Yeah. Things that are heavy. Wow, that was a roller coaster.
I had no idea the whole time.
I was like, man, if I give him an elephant, he's definitely going to
get it. No, I'm going to have no idea.
Elephants are so heavy. New game.
New game.
Deal or no deal?
Deal.
It's the game.
Oh.
We got cases 1 through 10. Mm-hmm. You got to pick a random case, whichever one you want.
Yeah.
And then... They have different values. It goes up to $1 billion.
Billion dollars.
And as low as $1.
Okay.
Nick, select a case.
1 through 10.
1 through 10.
Give me case 9.
Case number 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give me case number 9. Yeah. Okay. You know which one it is?
Yep.
Is it $1 billion? Is there $1 billion in case number 9?
Could be, could be not.
Don't let me read you. Read you like a book.
Can't read me.
Case number 9. All right.
All right. Go ahead and pick a case.
Is this how this works?
To open it up.
Open it up. I see what's in it.
Mm-hmm. So you got case 9. 9 is
whiskey. Case 2.
Case number 2. Case number 2 is $100,000. That's okay.
I'm cool.
That's good.
I'm cool.
That's good. You're going to open 2 more cases before I give you an offer.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Case number 6.
Case number 6.
Did you organize these cases?
I did, yeah.
Case number 6.
Wait, what is that? Case number 6?
Yeah.
Was $10 million.
I'm looking for a Billy, so it ain't matter.
I mean, I'd be a little upset about that.
I'm not even thinking about it.
I mean, your offer might not be good.
4. Case 4.
Wow, dude. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I'm not.
Case number 4 was $1. Wow. Okay. The banker's calling me. Bing, 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 bing.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. Okay. Y'all tell him. Sure. All right. The banker called me and we had a long discussion.
What's your offer?
The offer is $37.
No deal! Don't ever disrespect me in my house again. Okay. $37. You can't even get Panera with $37.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm gonna get a, what am I get a, I'm gonna get a, what do they call it? What am I get a U-Pick 2?
Okay. Open up 2 more cases.
Easy. Easy, because I know where you put everything.
Mm-hmm.
Case number 10.
Case number 10.
Case number 10. That's a $10 case.
Case number 10, $100.
Is there a $10 case?
There's a $10 case.
Good. I'm about to get rid of that one.
Go ahead.
Right now.
Sure.
With case number. What cases do I have left?
You got 3, 8, 1, 7, and 5.
Get 5 out of there.
5 is out of there.
Because it's $10.
5 was $10.
I don't even know what to say.
All right, just to confirm, the numbers left, yeah. We have $1 million, we got 1,000, we got 10,000.
Yeah.
We got 100 million, and we still got the billion in there.
Yeah.
The banker's calling me. Bring, 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 bring.
This guy's an idiot. No,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, I'll tell him. Click, click. Okay. I just talked to the banker.
What'd he say?
He said he's willing to offer you.
Is that what I heard?
Okay, go ahead. I've been near.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You could.
That's funny.
All right, go ahead.
I just talked to the banker.
Yeah.
He's willing to offer you $3 million.
$3 million. There's a lot of money left on the table here.
Yeah.
What cases, what amount of monies are left? Talk me through it.
We got 100 million.
That's
we
left.
Got the, we got the billion.
Billion's left.
We got a million.
Million's left.
We got a 10,000 and a 1,000.
Wow. And you're offering me $3 million?
$3 million.
No deal. No deal.
Wow.
No deal.
That's bold.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, the first offer.
No deal.
I heard you. First offer was $37.
Yeah.
And then $3 million.
No deal.
After taxes, you would have walked away with $1.5 million in your bank account.
No deal.
Okay.
What I look like, man?
Open up 2 more cases.
2 more cases? And if I don't want to?
You already said no deal. You have to.
Okay.
What's the paper gonna do?
What numbers are left? Number 1, number 3, number 7, number 8, and yeah. I have number 9.
Wow, that's a great memory.
Yeah.
You're like an elephant.
No. Those are very heavy.
Yeah, we just learned that.
Case number 8.
Case number 8. Was $10,000.
This is just human psychology. I just have to know who listed them. That's all it is. If I know who listed them, I know what's up.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets a little tough.
Okay. You got to open up one more case before your next
offer. Here's where it gets a little tough.
Okay.
Are you the kind of guy to put $1 billion in case number 1? Are you the kind of guy to put $1 billion in case number 1?
I don't know.
I also think you're the kind of guy to think that I would pick 7.
You think that?
You either think I would pick 7 and you would put $1,000 in it. Or you would not be smart enough to think I would pick 7 and you put $1 billion in it.
So you're saying I'm either really smart or really dumb.
Yeah. And I'm not sure which.
Me neither.
So.
I just want to clarify to you, I kind of did these randomly.
No, you didn't. You think you did, but you didn't. And that's what it's coming down to right now.
Pick a case, Nick.
This is tough. I got to pick from 1, 3, and 7. I can't pick my own case.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. What amount of money is left?
You got, there's 100 million, there's 1 million, and there's 1,000.
Oh, 1,000.
And 1 billion.
100 million, 1 million.
1,000 and 1 billion.
Well, I'm holding 1,000. Gosh, I feel like you're the kind of guy to put $1 billion in case 1. The seven's a little risky. It's a little risky play. I'm holding 1,000. I'm holding 1,000. There's $1 million. Here's where I'm leaning.
Okay.
Here's where I'm leaning. I'm leaning there's $1 million in case 7.
Okay.
I'm holding 1,000. There's $1 billion in case 1. There's $100,000 in case 3.
Okay.
That's where I'm leaning.
So which one would you like to guess here?
It's either that or I swap 1 and 3. But the other two are locked. There's $1 billion in case 3.
I've never seen someone think so much into this.
And there's 100,000. Case 1. You did this morning?
I picked the cases during the show.
During this show?
Yeah, when you were playing the last game.
Huh.
Because I forgot that I didn't do that.
Case 1.
Say again?
Case 1.
You're opening up case 1. $1 million.
I'm okay with that. Because I'm holding 1,000.
Wow.
That's what I wanted. That was best case scenario because I'm holding 1,000.
Now, I don't know in the show, am I supposed to call the banker now or after one more?
I don't know.
I'll call the banker.
I don't know how the show works.
I'm going to call the banker. Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, sorry. I take back what I said. This guy's really good. He's very smart. Right. He's a genius. Okay.
All right.
No, good luck.
All right, I'll let him know you said that.
Yeah. No, love you.
Love you too. Click. All right, let's talk to the banker.
What'd he say?
We talk some numbers.
Yeah.
The banker's willing to offer you $15 million.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
How much money is left in the cases?
We have 1,000, 100 million.
And a billion.
And a billion.
I'm way too good at this game. Have you noticed that?
Pretty good. But I want to, you could walk away with $1,000.
So what do I do here? Here's where I pick one more case.
Well, you got to say deal or no deal.
I'm asking. If right. I say no deal, we pick one more case, we open one more case, and then I decide, do I keep my case or switch?
Sure.
Is that the way the game works?
Probably. I don't know. I should probably watch the show.
Yeah, that would have helped. There's 100 million, a billion, and 1,000 left. And I'm holding 1,000.
Could be.
Where would you put $1 billion?
You got to say deal or no deal first.
I don't think there's a way I can lose. Because you offered me 15 million?
Yeah.
And there's 100 million?
I didn't offer you anything, the banker.
Got it. There's 100 million and a billion left?
Yeah.
No deal.
No deal.
No deal.
No deal.
15 million? There's 100 million and a billion left? I got a 33.333% chance of picking the 1,000 and getting it gone.
Okay. No deal.
No deal.
No deal.
33.3 repeated.
Pick another case, Nick.
Fine.
We got 3 and 7 left.
It just sucks that I'm holding the 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I would be able to get rid of it. But here's the deal. I know that I'm holding 1,000, so okay. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter which one I pick, right? What's left, 1 and 7?
3 and 7.
Oh, I picked Katie, that's right, 3 and 7. All right, three's where you put a Billy. So there's 100 million on 7. So I got to get rid of... I got to get rid of... the 100 million, right? Because I'm holding 1,000.
Okay, go ahead.
Doesn't matter anyway. I still walk out here a winner.
Sure. Go ahead.
Case 7.
Case 7.
Yep.
Was $100 million.
Yeah. Is this going to be the most iconic Nick moment in the history of the Freddy Show?
Nick.
Have I named every single case?
What's left? What's left here?
Yeah.
I want to really put emphasis
on
this moment. I
know, $1 billion and 1,000.
We have $1 billion left.
No deal. You cannot name a number.
Hold on. We got $1 billion left, and we got $1,000 left.
Yeah.
I got to call the banker.
What's he going to say?
Bing, 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 bing.
We got to get him out of here. He's going to be rich.
No, right.
We don't have $1 billion in a bank account. We never thought anyone would win. But this guy's amazing.
Okay.
You better offer him a good deal.
Just talk to the banker.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He's willing to offer you.
You better make this good.
He's willing to offer you.
I'm about to win $1 billion.
$300 million.
No deal.
Wow!
No deal.
No deal?
No deal.
$300 million?
No deal.
That's crazy.
I'm here to have the best moment in the history of the Freddy Show. I'm not here to walk away with $300 okay. million. Dollars.
Okay. There is $1,000 left and $1 billion left.
I know.
Would you like to keep case number 9 or swap it?
I want to swap it.
For case number 3.
I want to swap it for case 3. Because I want $1 billion.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Don't do this to me. Did I do it or did I not do it?
Are you sure?
Did I do it or did I not do it?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Did I do it or did I not do it?
$1 billion!
Oh my God!
Did I
have the best moment in history of the show?
Best ever!
You're not lying.
I'm not lying!
I really called the numbers like that.
You got it! We got one more game here. Make it a billionaire. Run it. For $1, what color is grass?
We did this question already. We started another $1 billion.
Now I asked you what color is green. For $1, what color is grass?
We also did the grass question.
Did we? For $1, what color is a brick? For $1, what color is a banana?
Is it ripe?
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yeah. Good. For $10.
Yeah.
What do you call an animal that eats both meat and vegetation?
Omnivore.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that question came from Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Over at the Friday Club. Free to join.
Thanks, Alyssa.
For $100, what's the most common last name in America? Just think about it, bro. What's a really common name?
Like Williams?
No, like a last name.
That's what I said.
Not that one, though.
This is a dumb question.
Why is it dumb?
Smith?
Yeah!
I'm a Mason.
That question came from Noah.
Yeah, Noah, don't do that to me again.
For $1,000, which direction does the sun rise?
It sets in the west, so it rises in the east.
You got it right! That question came from Emily Williams.
Emily.
For $10,000, name all the Starburst flavors or colors.
Colors.
Sure.
In an OG pack.
OG pack.
We got red.
We got red.
We got orange.
We do.
Got yellow.
Yup.
Got pink.
You got it right. That question came from Ariana.
And pink's the best, by the way. Don't at me.
I'll at you. It's yellow.
Somebody gotta shut him down.
For $100,000, what's the only mammal?
The mammal?
Yeah. For $100,000, what's the only mammal? For $100,000, what's the only mammal capable of flight?
Flight. I'm gonna talk it through.
Yeah. Don't even bat an eye.
A gliding or flying?
I don't know.
Is it like a flying squirrel? You know
no.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Like gliding?
Sure, but no.
Talking about flapping its wings.
Right.
That's a bird, yeah? Is a bird a mammal? I hope not.
No, it's not.
Then they all can fly.
Yeah, because that would kind of defeat the purpose of the whole question.
A mammal.
Mammal.
That's not a bird.
Not a bird.
That can fly.
That can fly. Don't even bat an eye at the question.
I won't bat an eye. Won't even.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't bat an eye. Wouldn't swing a bat.
It's not a term.
I'm saying what? I'm going to rise to the situation and I'm not going to cave.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to cave.
Yeah.
You could hang me by my feet.
Just. What? Just go in swinging, dude.
I'm going to go in swinging.
Go in swinging. Swing blind. Go in swinging. Blind's a bat.
Blind's a bat. A bat.
Yeah. Wow. That question came from Cassandra Pickles.
Cassandra Pickles. She's really active in there. Thank you, Cassandra.
For $1 million.
Yep.
What is the plural for the word moose?
Moose.
You got it right.
Bring it on. Keep them coming. Bring it on. Keep them coming. I am an encyclopedia of knowledge.
This one's tough.
I am Wikipedia.com in human form. I am 2 + 2 = 4.
This one's tough. For $10 million, what is the largest rodent in North America?
Talking about a rodent?
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, what's the largest rodent in North America? Like a possum?
You thinking like a possum?
An opossum? That's the question.
Damn. I don't know.
It could be...
Damn.
Could be a beaver, you know?
Damn. I don't know.
Could be a beaver. Could Damn. Be a beaver.
Damn.
Could Build. Be a beaver. What else is a rodent?
Build a dam.
A New York City rat is the real answer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what people often don't know,
right?
They don't realize, is a beaver is a rodent.
Okay. Damn. I didn't know that.
People don't know beavers. Beavers are rodents, so I'm locking beaver. That's the largest rodent in the United States of America.
You got it right!
Context clues.
Because I went, damn. That question came from Taryn Kane.
Thanks, Taryn Kane.
For $100 million.
Huh? What do you want? You want to go shopping? Watch this.
This, okay.
Watch this.
What did Hugh Hefner have a collection of?
Women.
Besides that. What did he collect?
He collected cars.
I'm going to give you a minute to think about it.
I'm going
to
think about it. Hugh Hefner collected...
Why don't you...
No, no. I got this. He collected...
$100 million.
Money.
Does that count?
He did.
That's a good point.
Hugh Hefner collected magazines. His own. He had a large hat collection. I know that. He didn't wear them much, but he had a big... He collected...
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you what he collected.
Yeah, go ahead.
Spoons.
Mm-mm.
Shot glasses.
Mm-mm.
I'm not saying final answer.
I wouldn't.
I'm not.
Good.
He collected... Talking about Hugh Hef.
Hugh Hef.
Huey Hef.
Hugh Hef.
He collected...
Now think.
I'm thinking.
This is $100 million, so it's not going to It's not going to be coins.
It's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be coins.
Wouldn't be.
It's not going to... No, it's not. It's not. It's not. What's something that, like, a grandma would collect?
I went through those already.
So, what do you think it is?
You talking about what Hugh Hef would collect?
Well, he was so...
Yeah. He collected sewing machines, and he collected a lot of them. And a lot of people don't know that.
You're saying sewing machines. That's really digging deep in, dude. You're a smart guy. And you got it right.
That one's not fair. That one's not fair. I cheated. I cheated on that one, okay?
All right, for
a lot
one,
of these, I'm not cheating.
For $1 billion.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's a yes or no question.
Yes.
50-50 shot.
Should people join the Freddy Club?
Free of choice. That's how me. I would say that. Does the Fruit of the Loom logo have a cornucopia in it?
Here's a problem. Fruit of the Loom themselves would say no. But I've seen evidence.
You've seen evidence?
I've seen evidence.
Uh-huh.
There was a lady. She swore by it. She went and found a very old article of Fruit of the Loom clothing where it had the cornucopia on it. And I didn't look into it in depth after that, in detail. I didn't see Fruit of the Loom's rebuttal.
Mm-mm.
So are we going, what does Fruit of the Loom say? They say no. Is that what you're saying? Are you saying what Fruit of the Loom says? Are you saying what this lady said?
I'm going by the facts.
By Fruit of the Loom's facts or the facts that this lady held up the receipts?
What do you think? What do you think I would think?
Earth's flat, didn't go to the moon.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it. About the logo. It'd be funny if you say, what do you think I think? Not much.
Have you? Have you been thinking lately? I watched this unfold, and she found the receipts.
It's a Mandela effect. Is it there?
No,
is it not?
She held up the article of clothing.
Could she have possibly printed it herself?
No.
No. Impossible.
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 That's no one's capable of something like that.
Right.
Anyone. If you're going by Fruit of the Loom, what they say, the answer is no. There is no cornucopia on the logo. Final answer, if you're going from what Fruit of the Loom says.
So you're kind of giving yourself an out here, and I need a definite answer. Because you're going to say,
I'm not going on record saying this lady made it up.
Okay.
And I'm not going on record saying Fruit of the Loom's hiding something.
So you're just going to sit on the fence.
I'm like Mr. Feeny, dog.
I'm going to clarify it. We're going off of what Fruit of the Loom says.
Yes. And they say no.
Yes or no? What?
Fruit of the Loom says no. There's no cornucopia. Fruit of the Loom says no.
No final answer.
That's what I said. The lady says yes. Fruit of the Loom says no. Fruit of Loom says no cornucopia. Final answer. Fruit of Loom said that.
No.
And if we're going off Fruit of Loom says, they say no.
No final answer.
No final answer.
You got it wrong.
Which, you going with the lady said?
You got it wrong.
You went with what the lady said?
I went with the lady. Now you got it right. $1 billion.
I don't even want it. Who wants it? Send it to somebody. Drop your Venmo.